Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
That's right. Episode 63 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're back. It's December 2015. This is the last podcast of 2015. I know we didn't have that many in 2015, but it is the last one I'm going to do for the year. So I hope you're having a lot of fun. I hope you're having some great times. Recording this on Monday, December 21st, first day of winter, the shortest day of the year. So for those of you further up north than me, which is pretty much everybody else in the United States, those short days and long nights are going to quickly be a thing of the past, and then it's going to be that 100-degree weather, and you're going to wish for that nice, cool, crisp fall and winter air. I guarantee it, because that's what happens every year. I know it. I do it myself. How have you been? How's everybody been? A lot of things have happened since the last time we talked, but a lot of good things are happening, and that's a big, big, big plus. So, without a doubt, let's get this show started.
Einsteigen bitte.
We're going to do a little bit of mail. We're going to talk about the website, and we're going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and hoping you're going to like this last episode, chock full of information. Merry Christmas. I did get that. I said that. I say that. That's right. I do say it. Merry Christmas. But I also say happy holidays, because there's just so many. You know, from Thanksgiving all the way up until New Year's Day, there's plenty of holidays, plenty of free days, and we like those things. We like them. So that's kind of why I say happy holidays, because I want to just bunch them all in there. But as we get closer, you know what's important? And that's what I do. So Merry Christmas. And also, I want to wish you and yours a very happy 2016, very prosperous 2016. And I hope it all goes your way. I really do. Because it goes your way, and it sends you to Berlin, because, hey, that's where I plan on being in 2016, or spend some part of 2016 in Berlin. So if you make it out there, I'll put some word out there. You know, I'm going to be doing some shows out there, so I'll go ahead and record stuff out there, take some more photos, do have some fun, obviously eat that currywurst, and then hit the doner kebab stand. That's right, you know what I'm talking about, those doner kebabs. So we're going to have some fun. But in the meantime, you know, like I said, we're going to take care of some 2015 business. Here we go. Well, listen, before I get going, I want to thank everybody that submitted to the registry this year. You guys have just been awesome, and you've put us over the top, where we're rounding up and getting close to, we're breaking the 5,000 name mark, the barrier, the 5,000 name barrier. And that's pretty cool. That's a lot of veterans, and that's pretty cool. So listen, do me a favor. Check in on your buddies. Definitely check in on your buddies, because it's important. It's important. And I'm going to take a little drink here. Oh, my. It was like cold and wet last week. And then this front blew through, and it didn't. And it blew right past us. And so now we've got like this whole subtropical warm air coming in from the south. And it just changed everything. So my sinuses have dried up, which is a good thing. My throat's dried up, which is a bad thing. But you know what I'm talking about. That's what happens when we get older. Anyway, moving on. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody that submitted to the registry. You guys have really, really done great stuff there in doing that. And like I said, you know, we got to check in on our buddies. This past weekend, I want to say it was on the 20th, somebody sent me a message and said, Dave, you've got to read this article. And I quickly shared it with everybody on our Facebook pages. And I hit the Twitter. It also hit the Twitter. So if you're on the Twitter, and I say the Twitter because I like to call it the Twitter, I hit it there also. And it was a break, you know, one of those flash messages. And it was titled, 1,200 People Attend a Veteran... 1,200 people attend a funeral for an unclaimed Army veteran. It's like, unclaimed Army veteran. That really got my attention. But as I go into the article, and I shared it with everybody, and it'll be on the show notes. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, look at the show notes. But if anybody out there remembers, anybody that served in the Berlin Brigade in the 60s, and you're listening to this podcast, and if you're about 74, 75, 73 years of age, and you remember this guy, let me know. It'd be really cool to know. James Douglas Beavers, B-E-A-V-E-R-S, James Douglas Beavers. And he was out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. He passed away. He passed away, and nobody checked on him for 5 days. A neighbor finally checked on him 5 days later. He died on the 23rd of November. That's what they're saying. So he went 28. He went to the day after Thanksgiving before somebody went and checked up on him. And I was like, wow, that's insane. How does that happen? And in the article, it talks about even neighbors didn't know much about him. He led a very private life. We don't even have a photo of him. I was like, wow. According to military records, Beavers enlisted as a payroll clerk in 1963, orphaned at birth, and originally from Charleston, West Virginia. He served the majority of his military career in Berlin, Germany, during the heightened period of the Cold War. Wow. So if anybody knows this guy, knows Specialist Beavers, it's my understanding that was his rank. Let me know. You know, it's cool. I mean, people from all over came to honor him and remember and to be a part of that, because even though, you know, he didn't have any more physical family, he still had his army family. And that was really neat that everybody showed up. He got full honors, a bugler played taps, the local American Legion post fired a 3-round volley, a salute. And he was laid to rest by his brothers and sisters in arms and community members who refused to be considered strangers to James. That is awesome. He's not alone, and we're not strangers. Anybody that served is a brother. He's not alone anymore, and that's pretty cool. And that's really neat. And that is awesome. So again, if you recall this soldier, this Berlin Brigade veteran, let me know. James Douglas Beavers, he was a payroll clerk, so he probably was an S1 or up at BB Compound or Andrews or someplace. But, you know, if you recall, you remember him, let me know. Seriously, let me know. See what we can do. So that was pretty interesting. Like I said, that's going to be in the show notes. Let's see what else. I talked about the registry. Oh, yes. For those of you that haven't noticed or have gone in, it's taken a little bit longer than I anticipated because, again, I'm trying to get this done, and I'm trying to get this done right, and I got a couple of other little things going on. I'll talk about those in just a second. The registries, I'm going to go ahead and lock them. I said it the last time. I'm saying it now. I'm saying it again. They're going to have to be locked because, again, I've noticed where it's people's the website, when it was out in the open, out in the free, out unlocked, it was getting scraped. Data was getting scraped. I even received an email from somebody who says, hey, I scrape data for a living. And it's like, well, wait a minute, dude. No, because you're doing something I don't want you to do. You know, that he wanted me to hire him so he could find other email addresses for me. It's like, no, it's not what this is about. And so I just quickly deleted that email. But they are out there, and that's just proof that they are out there. So that's why I'm going to lock it, because I'm going to have to protect you, your information. But don't worry, I'm going to send you an email, and it's going to have a password on how you can get in. And you're going to be able to get in at the battalion level. So if you're with 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, guess what? That password's going to work for all the companies in that battalion. If you were at HHCBB, well, that's all it's going to work for. If you were at 287 MP, that's all it's going to work for. And until we can figure out what we can do, because again, it's just crazy. We really don't need to be. Well, that's never was my intent, was to have that information shared out there with everybody. And so that's why now that I have the opportunity to lock it down, I'm going to lock it down. Now, if it starts to become a nuisance, then, you know, we're going to work something out. We'll figure it out. But in the meantime, bear with me. And if you don't like it, let me know. Right now, I'm trying to get a couple of units up. And then that way I can get stuff thrown out there. I've got the 16th Constabulary Squadron, the 1st Battalion, 6th Infantry, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, and Allied Staff Berlin. Those units are up, and they're getting ready to go out there. Now, the to be added to the registry link, please click on that link and you'll find that on the registry page right at the very top. And just let me know. But that's also where you go if you're going to change your email or content change. Say you have something wrong with one of your dates, your date of arrival or your DROS or where what you are or where you are if you've moved. Now, and it's optional. I do ask, what state do you currently reside in? This is strictly for, let's say there's reporters. And we get messages, we get emails from reporters constantly, which is cool. Which is cool. And they'll say, hey, do you know anybody over here? Do you know anybody that served at this time from this state? They're probably doing some hometown news thing or something. And so that really comes in handy because I have directed so many reporters to so many people just based solely on, well, they're from New York or they're from Virginia. And that's what they're looking for, just somebody to communicate with. And as we start getting into these anniversaries, you know, like the fall of the wall, the day the Berlin Wall went up, things like that. Then that becomes a thing. And so it's easier to route reporters to the right people. Now, I'll just say, hey, I have five or six from the state and how many are you interested? And then I'll write them and say, hey, look, a reporter's looking. But it makes it easier for me instead of me doing just kind of a shotgun effect and just trying to hopefully we find somebody in that state. But this actually puts us right there. So that's what that's all about. And your message, basically your comments, anything, you know, was a tail gunner on the space shuttle, you know, whatever. You know, that's what you put there. Don't put that because that will not go on there. Seriously. But again, thank you. And I do appreciate it. Let's see what else on the new website. Again, I'm liking the look, but I'm not liking the look. I'm liking the ease of putting things together. I'm just not liking the layout, and I'm going to change the homepage, so don't worry about that. The homepage is going to look different, and some of the other pages might look different. The gallery pages, I've got several of them up. Be sure you check out. There's one from Glenn Kegley, and it is the Christmas Day 1952, Company L, 6th Infantry, and it's the Christmas dinner menu. That was pretty cool. That was really neat. That was sent by a relative of Glenn Kegley's. And it's pretty neat. It's really cool. If you have not seen it, just kind of just step back in time a little bit and just kind of see how, well, you know, things have not changed much. You know, I don't remember having for Christmas or Thanksgiving there at McNair. I do not remember having mincemeat pie, but they did in 1952, and that is pretty cool. Sweet pickles, fruitcake, lemon slices, assorted candy, and assorted nuts. Well, you know, that's how that goes. And it was not too shabby. So again, check it out. The blog, I'm slowly moving stuff over. I'll be adding stuff as we move along in 2016. Podcast page, I'm not done yet. I'm going to go backwards, but I also have to keep going forward. So that's why we're going to have episode 63 before we have episode 59 or 58. Or before we even have episode 1. But they are all going to be on there. And as always, you can subscribe to iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast on our iTunes page. And I do invite you to do that. Our memorial page, unfortunately, keeps getting bigger. And, you know, that's not a good thing. But, again, it is a good thing that we're taking time to remember those that are no longer with us. So that is good. The contact page is fully functional. If you want to just drop me an email, you've got it right there. You can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. That information is right there. But, again, that's strictly your call. Let's see. Oh, email. Let's just jump into some email. I got a really cool little email. And it came in about 5 days ago. And I do apologize for taking so long. But I did want to include this in the podcast. So here we go. Good morning. A dear friend of mine, Marty Richardson, British Army Royal Hampshire, served in Germany with this unit and loved that time. As a Christmas gift, I wanted to donate to a cause that supports the veterans from the 6th of the 502nd, but I can't find anything. I'm wondering if you know of anything like that. Thank you for your service. Thank you so much for your service. Best. And then the author. Well, you know, there is no 6th of the 502nd Association, unfortunately, but hey, guys, something to think about. Excuse me. But there are great causes out there, definitely great causes, great organizations. The USO, definitely a good one, the USO. Let's see, what's another good one? What is a good one that we could direct this individual to? Well, let's make this easier. Let's crack open the VSO directory from the Veterans Administration. That's the Veterans Services Organizations directory, and it's got a lot of them. So let's see if we can find one that might fit or come pretty close. Well, right off the bat, it's the Cold War Veterans Association. You might want to think about that one. That's always a good one. And let's see. Well, and I'm looking at these because there's some that are just very, very specific. And, you know, that's not too good. Oh, here's a great one. National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. There you go. Give an honor of 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. Let's see. Paralyzed Veterans of America. Another great, great cause. Let's see. And I'm scrolling down real quickly. I know there's a lot. There really is. Veterans Assistance Foundation Incorporated. And again, give on behalf of the 6th of the 502nd. It just keeps going and going and going, and that's good that there's so many organizations that are out there to help, that want to help and are helping. So it's up to you, but if you do decide to give to one of them, I do recommend you give it on behalf. Like you say, you want to do something to honor or support veterans from the 6th of the 502nd. Now, I'm not saying that all veterans from the 6th or any veterans from the 6th of the 502nd are using any of these services, but you know what? It doesn't hurt to go ahead and give and maybe just say on behalf of the veterans of the 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. That'd be kind of cool. So I hope that answers your question. I will be dropping you an email directly, so kind of that way you can know that it's out there or you're already listening to this because of the email. Let's see, what else? Definitely I want to thank everybody that purchased Berlin Brigade gear through Cafe Press all year long. It really has gone a long way. It's really helped, and it definitely has pushed us to move into a better web service, and hopefully once I'm done completely, it'll be much little bit slick, a little bit easier to navigate, and a lot easier to use for you and for all our visitors. Let's see. I kind of talked about everything. Again, I thank you. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. But speaking of Merry Christmas, real quick. I came home a little early, picked up the mail. And in it was a package. It was a little brown envelope. Little brown envelope, not a brown paper bag. I don't know what you people are thinking. Anyway, a little brown envelope. And it came all the way from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. But you didn't think I knew how to say that, did you? Ponchatoula, Louisiana. I mean, I love that part of the state. It's right down the road from the Big Easy. And, man, I've spent many a vacation at the Big Easy. And great times and sad times. I was there. I was in New Orleans when 9/11 happened. So, I mean, if you're going to get stranded in a city, that's a great city to get stranded in. But if you're going to get stranded, that's not the reason to get stranded. It was like the second day of my vacation there, and it was nice to be with family and friends, but, you know, things happen, and, you know, that's all right, but we were together, and that was the good thing, so that made it extra special. We formed a little tighter bond. I mean, it's already family, but when you form that tighter, you know, something like that happens, your bonds get tighter. It's pretty cool, but you know what? It was also family that I made while I was in Berlin, so that was pretty cool, too, so you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, speaking of, so it came in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's a brown envelope, had my name, my address on it. It's like, okay, well, let's see what's going on. I opened it, and my friends, for those of you that have been on Facebook, you've seen it. You've seen pictures of it. I am holding in my hand, I don't know if you could hear that, but that was it. I'm holding in my hand one of those very first awesome, fantastic Berlin Brigade challenge coins. Yep. Otto Metals, our good friend Rally. Oh, geez. I'm so sorry, Randy. a good friend. He really took care of us. Now, you've seen him. He's made those medals for the Berlin Brigade Shield. He's made the medals for the EIB, Combat Infantry, Expert Infantry Badge, Combat Infantry Badge. He's done several, I mean, lots of other units. The list goes on and on. I know I just saw the 197th Infantry Mechanized Separate Brigade. 197th Infantry Brigade Mechanized Separate. There we go. That auto medal is getting it's in its final stages of either being prototyped or being put together, but it looks sharp, and I'll be picking up one of those as well. And but in my hand, I am actually holding the coin, the Berlin Brigade Defenders of Freedom on one side, with two stars, oak leaf, the shield, Berlin, and on the back it says Divided City, Berlin, Defenders of Freedom, and it is the outline map of the four sectors of Berlin, the Soviets, the Americans, the British, and the French. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. I really do. That is awesome. Folks, once these go live, I promise you, there will be no excuse to no longer have a challenge coin. I'm going to make it mandatory that whenever you guys get together, challenge coin better come up, because there's no excuse anymore. These things are awesome. They're a little smaller than the one I have, but they're awesome. I mean, just the size, it doesn't matter. It's what's going on behind it. And I am in awe. I'm speechless. I am thankful. I am grateful. And I really do appreciate it. I really do. I don't know what else to say. It's really, really nice holding it. It's nice weight, sturdy. It's not flimsy at all. What's going on here? There we go. He called it the Berlin Brigade Reproduction Challenge Coin. And Randy Gilroy, thank you very much, sir. Everybody at Auto Metals, I do appreciate it. For you Berlin Brigade veterans who lost your challenge coins over the years, we are having reproductions made from scans of an original coin. These samples are complete and look very nice. This is a pre-order. This is a pre-order shipping in January. Wow. I don't know what to say. We returned it for challenge coins. Can you ship them to Germany? Yes. Okay. Again, awesome. I'm just dragging this episode out, but it's pretty cool. I'm just having a grand old time. Hope you are too. Getting ready to fire up some glue vine a little bit later on this week. Have you fired up your glue vine yet? Have you made yours yet? Have you? So be on the lookout for that on the website. That's, I totally forgot about the 12 recipes of Christmas this year. I was going to do something cool, something different, something unique. And we were all sitting down here at the BerlinBrigade.com headquarters, world headquarters at BerlinBrigade.com. And we said, you know what? We're going to break this down. We're going to do the 12 wines, the 12 wines. And it was like, well, wines are done. Everybody does wines. We were going to do the 12 German gifts. And it's like, wow, that means we've actually got to get these things, because if they're not going to work, if you don't want, you know. But then the one thing that this past year I've really gotten into is doing a little bit more German cooking. Here at the BerlinBrigade.com world headquarters, we make our own schnitzel. We make our own spätzle. It's easy to make. Anybody can make it, but the thing is to go out there and make it. So that was a little bit easier. So be on the lookout. We're not done yet. We're like on day 9 right now, so there's a couple more days to go. And as you listen to this, it'll be over by the 24th. The 24th will be the last one. And that one's going to be fun. But don't forget to make your glue vine. Sit back. Enjoy the winter. Enjoy the holidays with your family, with your friends. Listen to this podcast. Share this podcast with everybody else. Those of you that have received your Christmas cards, I am glad you like them. I am glad you enjoy them. And it's my pleasure. It is a labor of love. and it's just now become the annual Berlin Brigade Christmas card. And that's what everybody calls it. So that's pretty cool. Now, if you did not receive one this year and you're listening, one of two things happened. You moved and you didn't tell me you moved. And I know this because I got the return letters from last year, the return cards from last year. Or you just didn't sign up, even though I told you and I left you messages and I posted on the website. I left it on last podcast in November. Let me know because they're going to go out. Well, guess what? They went out. And they went out without you. But that's okay. Next year, we're going to do something cool. And next year, I'm going to start a little bit earlier. But again, we've got like just under 200 cards went out this year. Not too shabby. And I'd like to go for 250, if not more. So if you didn't get one this year, that's okay. You know, I still want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I still want to wish you a Happy New Year. And I thank you for everything. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading. I thank you for listening to me now for like almost like 26 minutes of nonstop talking. Boy, this guy can talk. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for your service, those veterans out there. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything. I really do appreciate it. You mean a lot to me. I really do thank you for your time. That means most. Because again, you want to give me that time to listen to these podcasts and listen to my ramblings, but you don't worry. It does not go unnoticed. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you. I thank you very much. It's been a great 2015. Let's kick back now. Let's enjoy the time with our families, our friends. Let's just celebrate 2015, because 2016 is going to be a lot of hard work, but 2016 at the end is also going to be another great one, because you know what? We know what it takes to make things great because, hey, we're Berlin Brigade veterans. So listen, until next time, my name is David Guerra. I thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the best from me to you, from my family to your family and your friends. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Have a very safe New Year. Remember, don't drink and drive, because when you're drinking and driving, if you make that left-hand turn, you kind of spill your drink. So don't drink and drive. If you're going to go swimming, swim with a buddy. Let's see. If you're going to go to town, don't get in trouble. And most of all, if you do end up getting in trouble, don't call me, because I'm going to be more drunk than you will. No, I'm kidding. Don't call me either way. Because, you know, I'll see you sometime around the 4th, so you can just sit there until the 4th. At least I know you'll be safe. But seriously, until next time, have a great one. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you all very soon. And thank you. Merry Christmas. Auf Wiedersehen. Frohe Weihnachten. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen. This train terminates here. All change, please.